This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
A happy Friday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. A lot to get to today. All of our favorite bets for Super Bowl 59 between the Chiefs and the Eagles. Dusty Likens going to join us here in moments to give us the Chiefs' perspective as they are trying to make history and the three-peat down in New Orleans on Sunday. Also, we got a loaded college basketball slate tomorrow. We got lines starting to drop. We'll give out some of our favorite plays for tomorrow's college basketball slate. Lucy Burge going to join us later on in the show as well, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments that you guys have for us, let us know. You can hit us up on Twitch, YouTube, X, search at BetMGM Network. Send in anything that you guys have. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get this thing rolling. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line. Dusty Likens joins us. Give him a follow on X at Dusty Likens, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City, joining us live from Radio Row out there in New Orleans. Dusty, we were talking a little bit before we hopped on air, man. First time in New Orleans. How's the week going so far out there in Radio Row?
It's great, man. I can't complain. It's been fun. It's been entertaining. This is the first Super Bowl I've covered. This is the first time I've been to New Orleans. And I'm either going to come out of here looking like Ben Stiller at the end of Dodgeball, or I'm going to start talking like Theo Vaughn. It's one of the two, but it's been fantastic, man. It's been a fun ride. It's been crazy. It's been nuts. You've seen people that you never thought you'd see in your life. But the food's great. The weather's great. It's like 77 degrees right now, and we're out here complaining that it's like muggy. And then I go look at my weather at Kansas City. It's like 32 chance of snow. I'm like, I'll just shut my mouth. So it's been great. It's been fun. It's been eventful. But just all in all, just great city, great people, great food, great time.
Love that. What would you say is your favorite thing that you've eaten so far? Because that's what makes New Orleans so great. The food's the best, and it's like stuff that you can only have there, right? I never had a beignet, like gumbo, po' boy sandwich before in my life, before going there. What do you think is your favorite thing that you've had?
Yeah, I felt ungrateful because I thought that the beignet was just a funnel cake. That's something us fat Missourians eat at fairs all the time. So that's what that reminded me of. But the etouffee, man, I mean, that's something in itself that's just absolutely nuts. Just the right amount of rice, the right amount of soup, the right amount of meat. And then we've been eating a lot of oysters. The charbroiled oysters are pretty good with the Parmesan and butter. So that was night one at Drago's. And then I think I've had 3 po' boy sandwiches. So, yeah, we're running when we get back.
Doing it right. I love it. I love to hear that. All right, let's break down the big game, Dusty. So, obviously, Kansas City, we're starting to see some money coming in on Philadelphia. So, it's closer to a pick 'em right now at most sports books. We'll start with Super Bowl MVP. If it's Philadelphia, it could be Hurts. It could be Saquon. Maybe some other guys. Could you make a case outside of anybody winning the award besides Mahomes if the Chiefs win? Or do you think if they win, Pat's going to win Super Bowl MVP?
Well, you would think, right? It's going to go to Mahomes just because it's weird how they do this award. Like, Mahomes could have 2 interceptions in the first half and 0 touchdowns. But if he goes down the field with like a minute left and puts together a drive and throws a touchdown, they're going to give Patrick Mahomes the MVP. But if I had to give you one that I think is honest, I think it could be Travis Kelce. There's a lot that goes into that, like trying to bet that number. I think it's 12 to 1. Maybe I could be wrong. I think that's the last time I saw it. That might be a little too low. But if he has like two or three touchdowns, he has 100 yards. If he just absolutely has one of those Travis Kelce games like he had against the Houston Texans, because who knows if this is the end? I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. We had Clark Hunt on, the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs. He said that he's not going to retire, at least in his opinion. But I think Travis Kelce would be one of those guys that you could possibly probably put as a money line or as a MVP winner in this game because of what he can do in this offense with Mahomes.
If you had to bet somebody on Kansas City to score a touchdown on Sunday, and it couldn't be Kelce, if you had to go off the board and pick somebody else, who would you bet to score a touchdown on the Chiefs?
Yeah, Kareem Hunt. I mean, they decided, I think, in this playoff that he's the guy that they trust the most giving the ball to. Pacheco fumbled. I guess Mahomes fumbled, however you want to look at it, on an exchange. That doesn't suit well with Andy Reid, especially this time of the year when it's got to be perfect. Obviously, they're the track record of what they need to do in this situation. But I like Kareem Hunt. You think of the backstory, right? Was kind of a, not kind of, was a scumbag for what he did. Got released, got arrested for a DUI, gets picked up by Cleveland, gets released, gets signed off of his couch this year. He's completely renovated himself to a new person. And he's wanted to play in a Super Bowl. He's wanted to win a Super Bowl. You got to think that if they have the opportunity inside the five, they're going to try to find Kareem Hunt, number 29, to get in the end zone. I think that's probably my best bet outside of Kelce or somebody like that. And then a dark horse that I like is Noah Gray. I know that sounds weird. There's a, it's good juice for what you would get squeezed out of that. But like Noah Gray, no targets last week. The week before had like three. He's scored touchdowns this year. He can be a red zone target, and he would be one of those bets where, like, you look in the years past, Kadarius Toney scored a touchdown, Sky Moore scored a touchdown, McCall Hardman scored a touchdown. None of those big names that you normally see in Chiefs jerseys score. So you got to think there's somebody that Andy Reid's got something to draw up for. Noah Gray kind of gives you that vibe.
I like that. Let's stay with those Chiefs receivers, Dusty. Looking at Hollywood, Juju Smith, and DeAndre Hopkins, right? Hollywood's receiving total is at 40.5. Juju's at 15.5. And then you have D-Hop at 11.5. If you were to go over on one of those guys on Sunday, which receiver would you take the over receiving yards on?
Yeah, kind of stealing the same narrative that is what Kareem Hunt had. Juju's been here, right? We know that. There's no doubt. Hollywood Brown obviously has not been here. But his number 40 is just right there where I don't like it enough. Whereas 11.5 for DeAndre Hopkins, that's one play. That's one pass and catch over the middle, turn and go. DeAndre Hopkins has played his whole career to get to this moment. You've got to think again that Andy's going to have him drawn up because, again, this is a super perfect. You've got to be to your guys. And DeAndre Hopkins has the best hands on this team. I don't think that's a hot take. I think that's pretty obvious. And you got to think that he'd be able to get at least two catches for 6 yards apiece. That's your over. One catch for 13 yards. That's your over. The easier bet to me, in my opinion, the safer bet is that 11.5 for DeAndre Hopkins.
I like it. How do you think, what do you think Andy Reid's game plan looks like on Sunday? So Dusty, one of the bets I like is over 36.5 pass attempts for Mahomes. He's played in 4 Super Bowls before. He's had 40 or more pass attempts in 3 of those. It feels like Andy understands biggest game of the year. You put the ball in the hands of your best player. We have seen the Chiefs, though, you know, run the ball a little bit more. Do you think they just fully, you know, put the ball in the hands of Pat this game and he has over 40 pass attempts, or would you go under that? Do you think it's similar to the Buffalo game where he throws the ball 27, 29 times?
So the only thing that concerns me is if this is going to go the way that Philly wants to do it, which is they're going to run the ball as much as they possibly can, Saquon's going to take a lot of that clock out of the game. That's just what they're going to try to do. Yeah. The other thing that concerns me with that number is that if the Chiefs do get the lead and they do kind of do that, Mahomes isn't going to throw much late. They threw the ball 8 times in that Cleveland game earlier this year. 8 consecutive times when he got hurt, when they had a lead by, like, I think it was 21-7, and they still had 8 consecutive dropbacks in the fourth quarter with 4 minutes left. You're like, what are we doing here? You're right about Andy Reid, right? Like, he's the guy that drives the car on this vacation. He gives it to his best driver. He says, hey, take the wheel. We're all just going to trust you to get us there safe, and that is Patrick Mahomes. So the number is, I mean, I like it. I think he's going to throw it too, but it's just, if and only if Saquon gets out to an early start and gets going, they're going to run the ball. They're going to take time out of the clock because the best thing that Philadelphia can do in this game is get out to an early lead and just nuke that clock down as much as they can because you know what happens when you get 15 the ball. Another bet I'm surprised that you I would assume that you like is the rushing total for Mahomes. It's like, what, somewhere around like 28, 29? He runs all the time in the Super Bowl.
He does. I like that. I loved it 2 weeks ago against Buffalo, Dusty, and I'm coming right back with it on Sunday for sure. Which player on Philadelphia do you think could present the biggest mismatch for Kansas City? I think a lot of people would say Saquon. Devontae Smith has had some awesome history against the Chiefs. Dallas Goedert, obviously, they've struggled against tight ends all year. Like, is Saquon just the easy answer, the guy that scares you the most, or do you think there's somebody else on Philly?
So I don't really know if Saquon necessarily scares me. The Chiefs didn't give up a 100-yard rusher this year. The only guy that ran for 100 yards was Lamar Jackson in week one, quarterback. In the playoffs, I don't know the total numbers yet on that, but I do know that I think Leonard Fournette that year that Tampa blew him out had like 89. But Goddard's the answer. I think in Spags' defense, they're just going to take everything away and just let the tight ends eat. If you get beat in the Super Bowl by Dallas Goedert, things went really, really wrong. But I think he could have the biggest production out of so, because if you, Jalen Watson, who plays corner alongside with Trent McDuffie, when they played Buffalo, a guy told us this today, he was only targeted 3 times, gave up 1 catch for 8 yards. So their corners are really, really good. And A.J. Brown, we don't know what kind of attitude he will have. If one thing goes wrong, he can be a ticking time bomb, or he can absolutely just explode in a game. Devontae Smith kind of gives me that Nico Collins vibe when they played the Houston Texans. Like, he was the receiver that was able to get open because he's that darn talented. But I would say Dallas Goedert's probably the safest bet outside of Saquon Barkley of guys that can really do some damage against this Chiefs defense.
In about 30 seconds, Dusty, give us your score prediction. Who you think wins? What's the score?
I mean, come on. You got to know who I'm going to pick to win. I was right 15 times this year already. But we'll keep this short. I think this game's going to look a lot like the Tampa Bay Chiefs Super Bowl, but reverse. Philly's offensive line is more banged up than they think. There's that weird flu going around in the locker room. That defensive line against that offensive line that's a little banged up for the Chiefs can win. You can take Saquon Barkley out there. Give me a blowout, dude. Give me 34-17 Chiefs.
Wow. Okay. There you go. Dusty Likens on the ground there in New Orleans. Give him a follow on X at Dusty Likens, 96.5 The Fan in KC. Join us here on Send It In. Dusty, always appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the rest of your week out there in New Orleans. Enjoy the game. We'll talk again soon.
Take care. Thank you.
Yep. Absolutely. All right. Great stuff there from Dusty. Guys, let's keep it rolling. Let's break down the big game in New Orleans, right? Been talking about it for about 2 weeks. Final thoughts on the matchup. Again, there's some money coming in on Philadelphia to win the game right now. On BetMGM, the Chiefs are still minus 120 to win, the Eagles plus 100. Total in the game is 48.5. I like the Eagles to get off to a hot start in this game. I think the Eagles are going to have the lead. I think Kansas City, though, is going to find a way in the end to win it. The Eagles are the better team. I think their roster's better. They should be favorites, quite frankly, in this game, but it's the Andy Reid, it's the Mahomes factor, it's the experience, it's the fact that they just win this. They just win these kind of games. They've won, what, 17 straight one-possession games? So I think a lot of us feel like this game's probably going to be close, and if it ends up being close, then you would think that certainly favors the Chiefs, and they're going to find a way to win the game. Something that I don't think's been talked about enough, though, which I think could happen again on Sunday with the Chiefs and the Eagles. Kansas City's gotten off to some slow starts in the Super Bowl, right? In the Mahomes era, they played in 4 Super Bowls already. The first one against San Francisco, the Chiefs had 10 points at halftime. Second Super Bowl against Tampa, only 6 points at half. Third Super Bowl against Philadelphia, 14 points at halftime 2 years ago. And then against the Niners last year, only 3 points at halftime for Kansas City. So they have struggled a little bit to get out of the gates in these games. And that's when their offenses were better than what we're seeing this year out of Kansas City. Kansas City first half under at 10.5, I think is a good look this week at minus 105. We've gotten 4 cases of Kansas City starting pretty slow in all these Super Bowls. I think they're going to start slow again. So I like first half under 10.5 for Kansas City. Then I like fourth quarter over 7.5 points for the Chiefs. I just mentioned how they start slow in all the first halves in the Super Bowl, where they finish strong in the fourth quarter. That first Super Bowl against the Niners, where they had 10 points in the first half, they had 21 first quarter points. 2 years ago against the Eagles, when they had 14 points in the first half, they had 17 in the fourth quarter. And then last year against San Francisco, 3 points in the second half, they had 12 points in the fourth quarter and overtime. And this is another reason why I like Kansas City, because Philly might have the edge in the first half, they might have the edge for 3 quarters, but then you get to the fourth And if Kansas City's hanging around, and if it's a one possession game, they're just going to find a way to win it. So I like first half under Kansas City 10.5. I like fourth quarter team total over 7.5 points. And I'd look at the first half under 24 as well, minus 125. I like the under for the game, but I more so like the first half under. I think two good defenses, both teams trying to feel each other out. Everybody's going to be rooting for points in this matchup. It was a shootout when they met 2 years ago in the Super Bowl. I like first half under. I like Chiefs first half team total under. And I like the Chiefs fourth quarter team total over as well. But I think Kansas City gets the three-peat. I think they win the Super Bowl. All right, let's talk about some big game props here that we got. Time for the PJ Pick 5. We've been talking a ton of props, and these are my five favorites that I have for the big game. We will start with DeVonta Smith. You guys know DeVonta has been my guy. This is the guy that I'm targeting. A lot of people like Goddard. A lot of people like A.J. Brown. Saquon, obviously. Worthy. Kelsey. Whatever it may be. DeVonta Smith's the guy that I'm riding with. The reason being, he's got great history against Kansas City. He's played them three times in his career. 7 catches for 122, 7 catches for 100 2 years ago in the Super Bowl, and 6 catches for 99 yards. Also, you combine the fact that in the when he played at Alabama in the national championship game twice, he had 13 catches for 215 yards and 3 touchdowns against Ohio State. He caught the second and 26 touchdown from Tua against Georgia as a freshman as well. So DeVonta's played great against the Chiefs. He's played great in the three biggest games of his life. I think he's going to play great again on Sunday. I think 51.5 is too low. I like over receiving yards for DeVonta Smith. I also like over 1.5 receptions for Samaje Perine at plus 170. Austin Eckler, 2 weeks ago against the Eagles, had 5 receptions. He's the receiving back for Washington. Samaje has gone over this number 11 times this season. I love the fact that we're getting a plus 170 on Samaje Perine. Look, the Eagles' secondary is terrific. Quinyon Mitchell, Darius Slay, Cooper DeJean. It's going to be tough for Kansas City receivers to consistently get open. You know they're going to have a game plan centered around Travis Kelce as well. I think this is going to give some opportunities to Perine to make some catches out of the backfield. As I mentioned, Kansas City has started slow in all four of these Super Bowls that they've played in the first quarter, in the first half. There's a good chance that they're probably going to be trailing at some point in this game. I think Perine's going to get more snaps than we all maybe expect him to heading into the game. I'll go over 1.5 receptions for Samaje Perine at plus 170. Also, give me Jalen Hurts, over 213.5 passing yards at minus 115. I get it. Saquon's incredible. Maybe should have won MVP this season. He ended up winning Offensive Player of the Year. Philly threw the ball more against Washington in the NFC title game than I think we all expected them to. I think they're going to throw the ball more in the Super Bowl than we all expect them to as well. Jalen looked healthy against Washington. He looked like himself. Now he gets 2 weeks off. I think he's going to look that much better. He played awesome against the Chiefs 2 years ago in the Super Bowl. I don't think this moment is going to be too big for him or anything like that. And I think because there's so much talk about Saquon and the Chiefs are going to try and do everything they can to take Saquon away. And every team talks about this when they play Philly. Oh, let's load up the box. Let's take away Saquon. And no team can really do it. Kansas City, I think, is the one team that probably can, because as Dusty mentioned, they haven't given up over 100 yards to a running back this season. They just don't get gashed for the big runs. So I think Philly is going to try and throw the ball. I think they're going to have some matchups that they like, and I would go over 213.5 passing yards for Jalen Hurts. DeVonta Smith, I love his over receiving yards. I also love his longest reception over at 20.5 as well. You can't gash the Chiefs for big plays on the ground, but you can hit them for some explosive plays through the air. And I think there is a better chance that DeVonta Smith, rather than A.J. Brown, is that guy hauling in those big passes down the field. So over 20.5 yards, longest reception for DeVonta Smith. I think that's a great price. That's a great number, so I like that. And then finally, Saquon Barkley, longest rush under 23.5 yards. I know a lot of people don't like this one at all. Saquon has gone under this number 9 times this season. So for as great as he's been, there has been 9 games where teams have held him under 24 yards for his longest rush. And again, Kansas City just doesn't give up big runs. So Saquon's going to get 8-yard runs. He's going to have 12-yard runs. He's going to have 17, 18-yard runs. I don't think he's going to have that 25, 30, 40, 50-yard run, though. And I like the plus 105 that we're getting on the under as well. So Saquon Barkley, longest rush, under 23.5 yards. All right, folks, let's talk some college hoops. We got a great slate coming up tomorrow. We got some lines that are out already, some bets that I would place because I think they're going to move. We'll start, though, with the game that we have tonight. It's going to be a great one in the Big East. St. John's taking on Connecticut, a top 20 matchup. UConn favored by 3.5 with the total of 141.5. So this is one of those great college basketball games where you get one of the best defensive teams in the country in St. John's versus one of the best offensive teams in the country in UConn, right? It's kind of best on best. When these two teams have played, when it's been Danny Hurley's team against Rick Pitino's team, there tends to be a great pace to these games. These teams like running with each other. They like getting in an up and down kind of game, and I think we're going to see the same thing tonight. So even though all the metrics and the numbers are telling you that 141.5 is the correct total, I think this pace is going to be played in games where the total should honestly be closer to like a 150. I like the over tonight between Connecticut and St. John's. Then starting tomorrow, we got number 4 Tennessee on the road taking on Oklahoma. Folks, this line should be like 3.5. We're getting 5.5 right now when I look around at some shops. If you get a 5.5 on Oklahoma, you got to bet that. Also look to take Sooners in the first half as well. One of my favorite things I love doing in college basketball, when we have weekend games on a Saturday or a Sunday, and we have a ranked team who's on the road taking on an unranked team, and it's a noon Eastern time slate. It's an early tip-off. I love backing that home underdog, right? Because they're at home. The crowd is rocking. You got a ranked team in your building. Maybe the ranked team's a little sluggish. They're a little sleepy, traveling to wherever city they're going to. I think Oklahoma jumps on them early. I think they covered the spread. I think we could have an upset in Norman tomorrow as well. So I like the Sooners first half and full game plus 5.5 as well. Then we got Oregon taking on Michigan State tomorrow. A line that should be like 9.5, 10, but right now I'm seeing some 6.5s out there for Michigan State. That kind of tells me that Oregon might be the right side. The Ducks had Michigan on the ropes a couple days ago. Michigan State is coming back from Los Angeles, where they got swept by USC and UCLA. I think everybody's expecting a Michigan State bounce back, but Oregon hanging around there in the state of Michigan, I think that's going to benefit them well. I think the Ducks are going to keep it close. I like Oregon plus the 6.5 against Michigan State. Then we have number 11 Marquette taking on Creighton tomorrow, two of the better teams in the Big East. I like Creighton at home. This game's probably going to be close to a pick'em. It's going to be tight throughout. It's going to be back and forth. If you want to sit back and bet this game live and get a better number on one of these teams, plus 6.5, plus 7.5, plus 8.5, I think that's a good way of going about it too. But if you want to pick a winner off the jump, I like Creighton to take care of business against Marquette. Then we got number 10 Texas A&M taking on number 15 Missouri. Mizzou about a 2.5, 3-point favorite against A&M. That line feels about right to me. Should be a really good game. I think Missouri's the better team. This game is all going to be about the 3-point shots. Missouri's a great 3-point shooting team. A&M is not. So if A&M doesn't hit their threes like they haven't been doing all year, and if Missouri does, Mizzou's going to win the game. A&M, one of the best offensive rebounding teams in the country, too. Going to be key for Missouri to keep them off the glass. A&M might have a big advantage there. Should be a great game. Lean Missouri at home. Game of the day, number 6 Florida taking on number 1 Auburn. Auburn favored by 9.5 with a total of 155.5. I think this total is too high. I get that you have the number 1 offense according to Ken Pom in Auburn and the number 6 offense according to Ken Pom in Florida, but these two teams are also very good defensively, and Auburn's the kind of team that when it's a big matchup like this at home, they tend to be lower scoring games. We all saw that Tennessee game was 53-51. I don't think it's going to be quite that with Florida, but I think 155.5 is way too many. I like the under between Auburn and Florida. Number 2, Duke's on the road tomorrow taking on Clemson, probably the two best teams in the ACC. 7.5 feels like maybe a lot of points, but Duke's just really good. Clemson is going to have a great home court tomorrow. That place is going to be rocking. But Duke is just, they're just the way better team. They're number 2 in offense. They're number 4 on defense. I think they're going to pull away in the second half. I would only bet Duke in that game. Number 3, Alabama taking on Arkansas. The Hogs are starting to get red hot. They've won 2 in a row at Kentucky, at Texas. Bama really should only be like a 3-point favorite in this game. Instead, I'm seeing some 6.5s out there. I would take Arkansas. That's too many points. I would lean under, too. When Nate Oates has gone up against John Calipari, when Coach Cal was at Kentucky, those games tended to be lower scoring. I like another under game, so I would look under tomorrow and look Arkansas. And then finally, great game late at night. Number 13, Texas Tech. Number 20, Arizona. Two of the hottest teams in college basketball. Zona right now looking like a 2.5-point favorite. I think anything under 3, I would look Zona. Anything over 3, 3.5, 4, I would look at Texas Tech. That should be an awesome game tomorrow night. All right, let's go to the Lions Den now. Check in with Lucy Burge. Give her a follow at Lucille Burge on X, Odyssey sports betting writer and BetMGM network host as well. And Lucy, before we break down the big game, get all your thoughts on the Super Bowl. What do you have for us tonight? What's your favorite bet?
Yes, hello, PJ. I have two NHL bets for tonight. Dallas Stars money line against the Kings. This is -110. They have won 5 of their last 6 games and 3 of their last 5 games on the road, while the Kings have lost 4 of their last 6 games. They are also 28-17-6 this season, while the Stars are 34-18-1, which is a better record. So I like the Stars money line tonight. I also like Avalanche money line. This is +150 against the Oilers. The Avalanche have won 3 of their last 4 games. 2 of those games were shutouts. On the road, they've won 2 of their last 4, and they scored 9 total goals in those 2 wins, while the Oilers have dropped their last 2 games at home, and they've lost 2 of their last 4. So I like Avalanche money line tonight, +150.
Beautiful. All right, Lucy, let's dive into the big game, Eagles and Chiefs. Yeah. Let's start with the total, 48.5. Would you go over or under the total for the Super Bowl?
Yes, so I'm going over this, and I'll do you one better, PJ. I have an exact score bet on this game, and it totals to, I did take out my calculator, and I said, is this over or under? It's over. Over 48.5. Chiefs, 30. Eagles, 27. For this game. If you would like to bet on this exact score, +9,000 at BetMGM. I think this will be a close game. Difference of 3, just like the last time they met in the Super Bowl. So 30-27. If you like overtime, that is also a bet that is out there. So maybe do the Chiefs win 30-27 in overtime? Maybe a lot of big odds on that. So Chiefs 30, Eagles 27 for the over in this game.
I love that. Are we taking Mahomes, Lucy, Super Bowl MVP, Travis Kelce? Who do you like?
Yes, so that's what I did with the obviously Chiefs money line. I just bet it, forget it. It's just going to be the Chiefs. That's the analysis. Patrick Mahomes, I'm not overthinking this one either. Patrick Mahomes MVP. Because I think the Chiefs will win. So Patrick Mahomes MVP.
Very good. Now you like the Chiefs to win the game. So does that mean that you think Saquon Barkley is going to have an under on his rushing yards at 112.5? Or do you still think that Saquon's going to have a big day? What would you do with his rushing total?
I still think he's going to have a big day, so I would go over on that. The last time he went under was December 15th, so I don't think he's going to the next time go under during the Super Bowl. I don't think he's going to have a quiet game. I think he will make some noise. I think he will go over on rushing yards there.
All right, very good. And then what about the receivers, Lucy? Who's a receiver that you like? It can be Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Xavier Worthy. Who's the guy that you like this week?
Well, there is a wide receiver prop that I have. It is Travis Kelce over 61.5 receiving yards, -115. He did this against the Texans. He did this against the Steelers. Taylor Swift, I'll have you know, is paying $2 million to be at this game. They are going to want to give her money's worth. So Travis Kelce over 61.5 receiving yards.
Love it. Very good. Lucy, can't wait. Enjoy the game on Sunday. We will talk to you again soon. Lucy Burge, give her a follow on X at Lucille Burge, Odyssey sports betting writer and BetMGM network host. Thank you, Lucy.
Thank you, PJ. Happy Super Bowl.
Yeah, you as well. All right, guys, a promo now from our friends at BetMGM. Big game is finally here, and you can get the Big Game Boost Pack, and you'll have 3 ways to boost your odds on any big game bet. The Boost Pack contains an odd boost token, a short game parlay boost token, and a live odds boost token. Activate one of your boost tokens for any big game bet, and you'll receive a bigger payout if your bet wins. Get ready for kickoff with the Sportsbook Born in Vegas. All right, guys, let's wrap up the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In on the BetMGM Network. Prop lock. We've given out a ton of prop locks. We'll go with Jalen Hurts today, over 213 and a half yards. Think the Eagles are going to throw the ball more than people expect them to. I think Hurts is going to throw 240, 250 passing yards. We'll go over this number. Dog of the day is going to be the Eagles' first half money line at minus 105 against the Chiefs. I like Kansas City to win the game. I think the Eagles are going to be up at halftime. I mean, wouldn't it just be so Chiefs if they're going to three-peat to do typical Chiefs things, trailing in the first half, come from behind, and win the game in the second half. So I like that. And then my best bet for tonight, St. John's UConn will take the over 141 and a half. One of the best defenses in St. John's versus one of the best offenses in UConn. And I think this pace is going to be awesome, like it seemingly always is when these two teams get together. So we'll go over 141 and a half between the Johnnies and UConn. Once again, Jalen Hurts, our prop lock over passing yards and the Eagles money line, going to be our dog of the day in the first half. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Good luck to you. Make sure you stick around. You Better You Bet live from Radio Row with Femi and Nick coming up 3 p.m. Eastern time. We'll see you guys on Monday. Enjoy the big game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.